It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. In what appears to be an election year nod to farm state Republicans, President Trump has ordered the Environmental Protection Agency to allow the year-round sale of gasoline with higher blends of ethanol, up to 15%. That's good news for corn growers and ethanol plants. What does it mean for the rest of us? We'll talk about that with a reporter who's been following this story. Eric Wolf covers energy policy and politics for Politico. His recent piece there is titled, Trump's Ethanol Move Delivers Gift to Corn Country. Eric, welcome to the Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
First off, could you explain the current restrictions on ethanol sales and then tell us what would change under this order?
Yeah, right now, most gasoline is 10% ethanol, which is biofuel mostly made out of corn in this country. That's almost what, when you go fill up at the pump, you're probably buying E10. You may not even realize it. What corn growers and ethanol producers want, you know, like any businesses, they want more market, and they want to take advantage of this government program called the Renewable Fuel Standard, which requires a certain amount of ethanol to get blended into gas. But they want permission to put more fuel in, and so go up to 15%. But the Clean Air Act makes that hard. There are restrictions. You know, during the summer it gets hot. We have a lot of ozone alert days or smog alert days, and this fuel is thought that it may contribute to that problem. So the Clean Air Act creates these restrictions. EPA, President Trump, through the EPA, is saying, let's change that rule. This is sort of outdated, and we think that, and you know, by allowing year-round sales, gasoline stations will be able to just have the necessary pumps to sell it year-round. They won't think, what's the point of having these pumps for only 8 months of the year, right? Half the year, the main driving season, they won't be able to buy it. So now the theory is, if you can get demand year-round, you would install the pumps. Corn growers are happy. Ethanol producers would be happy. Oil producers not so happy, because if there's more ethanol, there's less gasoline.
I mean, your average driver is probably not too concerned with this move, but for farmers who haven't exactly seen eye to eye with the president lately, this has got to be just a huge deal.
Yeah, I mean, it may not have an immediate impact because this infrastructure has to be installed and built, so that takes time. But yeah, I mean, some of the trade associations are saying two billion. I hope they have that number right, not 2 million, but more bushels a year. Of demand that would go into ethanol and, you know, would, you know, essentially into your car. So it's a lot more corn.
Now, the petroleum industry is not a fan of this change. What's the problem here? What's the source of this dispute?
I mean, that basic is what I was saying earlier. You know, if your gallon of gas is 5% more ethanol, it's 5% less gasoline. You know, they make a lot of arguments. Both sides have their share of arguments. It's hard for me to say which ones are correct, but you know, they'll tell you that cars aren't really designed for it. There's a risk of voiding warranty. There's a lot of concern about something called misfueling, where somebody doesn't mean to put E15 into their car. They say it's bad for consumers. And on the other side, you know, the ethanol guys say, hey, ethanol is cheaper than gasoline. You can lower prices because of this program, this, you know, sort of obscure program. It's actually slightly subsidized. So, you know, everybody claims to be pro-consumer.
Mm-hmm. What about the petroleum industry has also got some concerns about biofuel credits and the way those are swapped on the open market. People who don't even produce fuel are buying these credits and sitting on them. What's all that about?
Yeah, now we're really going to get into the weeds on this program. But the way EPA administers it is they make refiners and importers prove that they've blended the fuel through these credits, but some refiners can't actually do the blending. So they have to buy credits on the market, and there is a lot of concern that big banks like Goldman and whatnot are just seeing an investment opportunity here, that they can buy these credits, hold on to them, wait for the, you know, bet that the price will rise, and then sell them to the refiners who are absolutely required to buy them and turn them into the government annually. Now, there's some dispute about how big an effect that is. When you stay away from the details, you know, the corn farmers say, you know, sure, we love transparency, and, you know, but honestly, the sense among both sides that maybe these measures aren't going to be that helpful, and certainly the petroleum industry feels that they're not a good trade-off for this loss of market share.
And probably a lawsuit coming here somewhere. Eric Wolf covers energy policy and politics for Politico. His recent piece there is titled "Trump's Ethanol Move Delivers Gift to Corn Country." Okay, well, let's get out of the weeds and talk about the politics of this, because that's really the big deal here. In your piece, you say this is a gift from President Trump to farm state Republicans. Let's hear more about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's really no coincidence that this is happening 30 days before an election, big midterms election. If Iowa is the number one, I know you grow a lot of corn in Wisconsin as well, but Iowa is the number one corn producing state. It's also the number one ethanol producing state. And there are two endangered Republican members of Congress there, as well as the governor of Iowa is trailing. All of those people have made this E15 thing a big issue, and now they can go home and say, hey, look what I got from the president. I delivered this for you. And as your listeners know better than I do, it's been tough times for farmers recently, and this is, a pretty clear-cut boost, even if it doesn't help today. A lot of folks feel that it will help as it develops.
Well, farmers weren't too happy with the president over the whole tariff thing, so this has got to maybe turn some of that anger away a little bit, at least for the corn farmers. Doesn't do much for the soybean growers, though.
It doesn't do a ton for soybean. This is another sort of complication of the program. Soybeans can be used to produce another biofuel, biodiesel, that used a lot more in trucks. And because of the complications of the program, biodiesel can be used to comply with it. So it actually could be one of those rising tide lifts all boats kind of situations. Again, I don't want to take a position on it. The oil industry would say, no, this isn't going to help anyone. But I think most of the biofuels producers would say that this will help soybean farmers as well.
So your average driver wants to know, and I guess I would be one of those average drivers here in the Midwest, is this something that's going to lower my expenses for driving my car, or is it too soon to know that?
It's a little too soon to tell, but I think probably because ethanol is a lower cost fuel. And it does come with this subsidy, so it does cost a little less. They may save a few pennies a gallon, especially once the gas stations and everything, fix up their, get their infrastructure paid off when they put their new pumps in and so on and so forth. But in Wisconsin, you probably have a lot of those pumps already installed. This fuel is much more common in the Midwest than it is here on the coast.
There's a E15 all over the place here, but it also comes with there's a sticker on those pumps telling you that your car may not be suitable for this fuel. So it kind of comes with a warning.
Yeah, and EPA has said that most of the late model cars can handle it. And again, the oil industry is always talking about that it might void your warranty. You probably should take a look at your auto manual and make sure it won't be a problem.
So what do you see as happening next year? As you mentioned, we're probably going to end up in court. But in the meantime, just before the election, looks like a pretty good gift.
Yeah, I mean, the administration has plenty of time on this. EPA has to go through a very formal process where they propose a rule, and then everybody comments on the rule, and then it's finalized and all this other stuff. It's easily going to be 6-7 months before there's something official for anyone to sue on. By that time, this election will be long over, and probably the president will be hoping to use it in his reelection campaign.
Okay. Eric Wolf, thanks. Thanks for being here this morning. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Eric Wolf covers energy policy and politics for Politico. His recent piece there is titled "Trump's Ethanol Move Delivers Gift to Corn Country." It's the morning show. I'm John Munson. This is the Ideas Network.